The decision. They also are opening the gates. It'll be free admission for those people listening to us on the radio network around Grafton. You can go to the races there, and it is absolutely free entry as well. So free entry for Randwick tomorrow as well as Grafton. Robert Smurden was going to be on the show. He has literally just texted me and given me a great, the greatest apologies. He said, I was on the phone and I'm really sorry. He said what I've just said about property in regard to the Blue Diamond, that if the two-year-old has no issue between now and tomorrow week, they'll certainly pay the late entry. Craig Williams hasn't notified anybody this morning yet on what his choice is. The speculation was it would come this morning. It is only 10 o'clock, so we'll give him more, a couple more hours. But no one outside Craig Williams at this stage has been booked for property. But maybe, you know, with the owners coming from Hong Kong, that could be in the mix. So we'll just wait and see what unfolds. My gut instinct, off what David Hayes has told us this morning, Kev, is that Craig would have to go with Catchy.
Yeah.
Given what Craig has been associated with that two-year-old, you would feel that he would go with Catchy, and therefore that would leave Kieran Maher chasing a rider for Jukebox. But as many trainers say, Kev, there's plenty of good jockeys out there.
Yeah, that's true, including one, Brad Rawilla.
Yep.
Okay, that's the wrap, Andrew Bensley. Thank you for...
I reckon it's been pretty good.
Well, I've enjoyed it. It's been entertaining. I've learned plenty.
It's been pretty pretty good, I hope. And we'll be back. I know you've got Wyon coming up with Gary Harvey, and then Chasing and Pacing Rewind and all the day's previews. Don't forget tomorrow morning, straight after Big Sports Breakfast, 9 o'clock right on the dot, we'll be starting our 60-minute preview for Randwick tomorrow.
All right, look forward to that. Thank you, Andrew Bensley. It's just on 10 o'clock.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winx goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
Your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, has the ideal start to your weekday morning. From 5:30, catch the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slab. Then at 9, there's a bonus hour of sports and racing with VSV Extra.
One of the best things that the Patriots coaching staff do is adjust mid-game. They change a plan and teams are unable to respond.
Players, coaches, sports experts, trainers and jockeys. Plus the latest tab markets. Big Sports Breakfast and VSV Extra from 5:30 till 10 weekday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out best.
Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The country championships are coming to Goulburn.
Come on, come on, come on.
It's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip place to play. So come on, get in your gown, see the best horses around.
The championships, Goulburn, Saturday, February 18.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, Racing HQ at 10:04. Kevin Wolfe here this morning, and today we are focusing on Wyong. Track manager joined us, Chris Allen. Chris, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell us about the Wyong track today. How have you fared after all the heat?
Yeah, look, we've had to pump in plenty of water in there to keep it out to a good four. It's had had 5 mils on yesterday and 5 mils the day before, so it's coming out good this morning at a good four.
The rail is out 4 metres, the 1350 to the 210. Cutaway applies true for the remainder. You happy with how it looks? The cooler day today obviously is going to help you a bit.
Yeah, look, it's come back well after recent racing, and you know, with the heat, the grass is going good. So yeah, no, it's good surface.
All righty, well, the first gets underway at 1:20, and you're no doubt looking forward to an afternoon of fair, fine racing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck today there. Yeah, the first at 20 past one, race 8 at Wyong comes up at 5:40. Gary Hardy will be going through the races with us, race-by-race preview in just a moment here for the program at Wyong this afternoon. I can take you through scratchings there before we get to Gary Hardy today to tell you what's happening in all of the races. So we'll start here, race 1 at Wyong this afternoon. Scratching is number 5, Celeris, number 5. Michael Friedman's runner there is the lone scratching there in race 1. Race 2, scratchings, there are none. You've got a field of 8 for race 2 at 157. Race 3, the scratching is number 2, Only Tiger there, number 2. In race 4, scratching is number 1, Missile Strike, number 1. That's the Hawks runner not having a crack today. Race 5, scratchings here of 7, Sweet Caviar, number 8, Teteria, 12, Annie Saturday, and 14, Himalaya Fly there. So 7, 8, 12, and 14 out of race 5. Race 6, you're scratching. Number 3 is Magic Dallas. Number 3, just the one out of the 6th. Race 7, you have a full field there of 12 at 5:05. And race 8, we have a field of 10. Again, with no scratchings there. So, and that race will come up at 5:40 this afternoon. But Gary Hardy's going to give us his thoughts on the program. And here he is. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.
All righty. The Wyong program today with 8 races, and thankfully for all a little bit cooler. What are your thoughts overall?
Not much cooler. 37 degrees.
How hot?
37.
Oh, geez, that go? I thought it was only about 28, 29 today.
No,
but
No. 37.
Well, make sure you wear a shirt that breathes a bit, Gary.
Yeah, that was the forecast last night. I rang the club this morning. They said, yep, 37.
Oh.
I don't know whether we might get some respite through the day. I think they are in Sydney, you know, getting a breeze or a southerly or something.
But yeah.
Anyway, mate, it is summer and we've got to put up with it.
That's true. Well, we've just given the scratchings there, so let's go through this program, Gary. The first race at 20 past one. This one, a 3-year-old maiden, over 1,350. One Dot Painting is 270 into 230 favourite for Brenton Abdullah Bjorn Baker. Two Fencourt, 370. It's 320 about 3 Himalaya Flyer. Four Timeless Melody is 23 to 21. Six Dashing Special, $18. Seven Noble Dragon, 31. It's 950 about 8 Let's Celebrate. A 9 Liberal Lady at 41. So the toppy is the fave here.
Yeah, I think he's looking for 1,350 Dot Painting. He had 12 months off after his first couple of runs, which were in Victoria back. His last run there was in January 2016. Now, he had 12 months off. He resumed at the Gold Coast and never had a lot of luck. He lost a plate in the run on Magic Millions Day in a big maiden up there. And he got the 2.5 lengths. Then he came to Wine the other day. I thought he could win the other day, but he missed a kick in a 1,200, and he ran on very strong at the end. And he gave the impression that he wanted 1,350 now, and that's what he's got today. I'll get him on top. Number 2, Fencourt, trial okay at Hawkesbury for the first up run. His two race starts, he got beat a length and a half at Kembla in July, and he got beat two lengths at Rose Hill by Golden Organic in July. That was on a soft track that time. That second run, when he got beat two lengths, he never got a clear crack at them in the home straight. He's trained by James Cummings, and I expect him to run very well. He'll get a lovely run for that one barrier. 3 Himalaya Fly, well, that was a dual acceptor, and Gay and Adrian decided to run here. His trial was okay at Randwick just recently. It led in the trial, no pressure on it in the straight. Just got beat in the trial. I expect that it'll run all right for Josh Parr. And number 6 is the other one that I threw in, Dashing Special. 1-2-3-6.
1-2-3-6 there from Gary in race 1. Mitch Manners calling for us today. He goes 1-3-2-6. So the second here this afternoon comes up at Wyong race 2. 157, a class 1 over the 1350. 1 Bao Zhang, 650 into $6. 2 Double Ducks is your favourite. 220 out to 225. Number 3 Kevchenko, $16 into $9. Good money there. 4 Caesar's Ghost, 360 into 350. 5 from Pentridge at 41. It's $6 about number 6 Mosrai. 7 Glitterama, $21. And 8 County Crown at 23. Gary?
Double Ducks is on a quick backup. He won impressively at Newcastle only 8 days ago. Gay and Adrian train him, and Johan Victoire will ride. He rode him at Newcastle. He took him straight to the front and then give him a big kick in the ribs when they straightened and started to ride him hard, and he was never ever going to get run down. As I said, that was only 8 days ago. Prior to that, he got beat three lengths at Kembla. He's only had the two runs, so he's improving all the time. Beautifully bred horse by Exceed and Excel. And I expect him to go straight to the front and be very hard to run down here over the 1350. Number four, Caesar's Ghost. Got beat four lengths at Randwick last start on Pumpkin Pie in a sound race. That wasn't a bad race at all. He settled at the tail of the field, saved ground on the turn, battled on OK, and prior to that he was just beat near at Wyong. Thought he was second pick. One by O'Zing. Lovely big horse, trained by Kim Waugh. His first up, he bolted in here on a soft track back in July, and his last run, he run 30, although well beaten by Positive Problems, again on a soft track. Now, this is the first time this horse has ever been on a good track in his five race starts. He's first up. He's had a couple of trials. He won one of them. I've got him in for third in the race and number six best of the others in the race, which is Mosroy. Now, this horse was very impressive winning at Port Macquarie in his second race start recently, but this is a big rise in class here. But he's trained on the track by Kristen Buchanan. The stable rider, Paul King, will ride, and I expect that he'll run okay. 2, 4, 1, and 6.
2, 4, 1, 6, Gary. Mitch Manners goes 2, 4, 3, and 1. Moving to the third at 25-3, a maiden over the mile. 1, Manx Magic. 460 out to 480. 3, America is steady at $4. 850 about 3, Chilcotin. Fear Alone, number 5, is 51. 6, Shock Alert, $8. 370 in from 380 about number 7, Canberra. 8, She's Demanding, is $6 into $5 today. 9, Dark Secret, 13 into 12. And number 10, Gilderoy at $61.
She's my best bet of the day, number 7, Canberra. Chris Waller's got her. She's a sepoy filly. And the English lad, Charles Bishop, will ride. The other day here, Tommy Berry rode her, and she was only just beaten. It was a big three-way finish. It was only half-head between them. LABN won the race. They wanted her ridden more forward the other day, but she got back about midfield, and Tommy brought her around the outside three deep straightening, and she really hit the line well and only just missed. She only got beat 1.8 one day at Warwick Farm back just after Christmas. Beyond Serena's Pride, she got a good barrier, and the boys should be able to put her in the box seat here. What is it, a mile today? She goes, it was a mile the other day too. So she did run a very strong mile last start here. She's my best bet. 1, Manx Magic. Can do plenty wrong, but he's a horse with talent. Should have won a race by now. Placed at Canterbury in November 2015. Ran third at Gosford behind Jigalong in May 2016. And first up recently, had no luck at all. Three wide, no cover when just beaten at Cessnock. As you can see, he's been very sparingly raced. He can be a problem at the barrier, but he went in okay at Cessnock, and he should be hard to beat. Well, he's next pick anyway. For Chilcotin, trained by John O'Shea. It was placed the other day at Kembla. Was beaten 3.5 lengths, but he's a progressive gilding by Medaglia D'Oro, so I think he'll go all right. And 3, America, trained by Gerald Ryan, not without a chance after a recent placing in a trial. 7, 1, 4, 3.
All right, Mitch is with you there. 7, 1, 3, and 4. Mitch Mann is our caller. Race 4 here, Gary, at 3:12. It's a maiden over 1,100 metres. Number 2, Wild 5. 480 into 420 on the tab fixed after opening at $5 today, so good money for the 2. 3, Fiery Eminence is 350 out to 380. 4, Mollified, 370 to 390. 5, Barangaroo Lass at $61. 6, Black Comedy, 41. Now, 7, Miss Fisol is 350 to 370. 8, Ruby Two Shoes, 100 to 1. Number 9, Seabag at 15. And $8 about 10, Czar Gold.
Wide open race. So I'm with number 4, Mollified, one of Gerald Ryan's. Now, young Travis Wolfgram will ride. Travis has ridden in both starts this time in. She run third, first up at Gosford, back on New Year's Eve. And she ran home well. 3 weeks later, she went to Wyong and she led from a wide alley. She had a tricky draw that day, and they took her straight to the front. She hung out a bit on the home turn, but she still led into the straight, and she only tied in the last bit. Now, that was 1,200. 100 metres shorter today. She's drawn awkward again, but she'll go forward, I'd say. And I thought she'd be very hard to run down. Number three, Fiery Eminence, going well. Two placings recently at Wang and Kembla. Got to be a chance in a race like this. Number seven, which is Miss Fierce Soul. You got a rider for that?
Who have we got, Miss Fierce Soul? Yeah, we have. In fact, not notified. No, not as yet.
No. Yeah, well, she's a stablemate of Mollified, trained by Gerald. Got a good barrier. Good placing at Gosford, two runs back. Don't know what happened the other day. She failed badly at Kembla, but she's better than that. And number nine, best of the others, mate, which is Sabag, 4379.
4379, and Mitch has gone 3427. Now, race five here starts the Quaddy Gary at 10-4. This one a maiden over 1,100. And here's the way the tab fix does look. Number one, Reacher, $4 to $4.20. Two, Smooth Tycoon, $4.60 to $4.80. Money for number three, Art of Dance. This is Adam Hieronymus Anthony Cummings, $8 into $5.50. Four, Daytime Dancer at $18 in from $21. Five, See Me Out, $34. You've got six, No Blind, $11. Nine, Vigilance, $4.20. Steady there. Number 10, Zoezy at $41. 11, Jaffi at $4.60. And 13, Mash and Veg, $126.
I like Jaffi, the Kiwi, trained by Richard Collett. He's in Richard's Warwick Farm Stable. He's got a handful of horses there, and his son Jason will ride. It's a filly, a Swazir filly, actually. She ran six at Tarapa on debut in May, and then at Ruakaka, her other run in October. She ran third in a race there and wasn't beaten that far. Now, she hasn't raced since October. She's come to Sydney in Richard's stable. Jason rode her in a recent trial at Rose Hill, and she won the trial. Sat behind the leader. They put no pressure on her at all. He didn't. She railed at the front at the 100-metre mark and won the trial nicely. She's got a tricky draw, but I'm going to throw at the stumps here in a very wide betting race and put her on top. Nine, Vigilance, for John O'Shea. Two trials back, it went good in a trial at Warwick Farm. Never put any pressure on the other day, ridden back in a trial at Warwick Farm. They just give her a very quiet trial. I think thought she'd run okay. One, Reacher, from the Hawk Stable, a Fastnet Rock gilding. His trials haven't been flash, but they've been okay. I'll put it in for third. And number six, Snowblind, didn't run a bad race at Kembla. Plenty of other chances. Art of Dance, it will run well. The horse that the money has come for, number two, no doubt. 11, 9, 1 and 6.
And Mitch Banners, 11, 9, 1 and 2. One riding change there. Serge Lisney on board number 13 there, Mash and Veg. Moving across to race 6 here at 4.25. Benchmark 70, 1,350 the trip. And one, Get Up Strop, $14, tab fixed odds. Two, Colour of Money, 21 into 18. Four, More Energy, 23. Five, Coliseum King, $8.50. Six, Fort Sumter, $34. Seven, Stylish Lad, it's $8. Pretty short price fave here. Australiana, number eight. It's a Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott runner. $2.50 into $2.15. All the money here for the eight. Number nine, Hinch, $5. 10, Kangaroo, 17. 11, Captain Planet, 10. And 12, Marley Rose, 31. Can anyone beat the fave here, Gary?
Well, if he does what he did at Newcastle on debut, he's only had two starts, he'll win. But then he had a big step up in grade the other day, and he raced Royal Navy at Rose Hill in his only other run. Mate, he's a Fastnet Rock three-year-old, beautifully bred. He's bred by John Singleton out of the Zabeel mare, Absolute Joy, which is related to some of John's real good mares. Now, he came to Newcastle on debut. There was a huge plunge on him. They bet double figures early when the prices went up. He started 3.30. Rachel King rode him, took him straight to the front, and he annihilated what was a strong maiden. He won by 5.5 lengths. Now, Walker Street run second. It's run since at Gosford. And Sal Sonic run third. It's run since at Newcastle. Went to Sydney and ran a bottle of the race there yesterday week. After that, went to Rose Hill and started favourite in a good race behind Royal Navy and the Pharaoh. settled in the second spot. Kieran wrote it, Kieran McAvoy, and was very disappointing in the straight, but it's a huge, huge drop in class, and young Rachel King goes back on board. She won on him at Newcastle. She'll claim 1.5, and I've got no doubt the instructions will be to lead. 13.50 here. He could run them off their legs, Australiana. If he's in the same form as he was at Newcastle that day, he should win. Number five, I'll put in for second, Colosseum King, trained by Johnny Sargent. The other day he got beat 4 lengths at Randwick, 26th of January by Pick Me Up. He was back midfield, and he never got tested at any stage in the run down the straight. Could not get clear, and got beat 4 lengths. Before that, he got beat 3.9 at Randwick to Egyptian Ruler and Francesco. He's a winner at Kembla back in November. This horse has got very good credentials for a race like this. He's drawn well, and Ty Anglin rides him again. He's a main threat, I think, to the favourite. Number 10 is my third pick, Kangaroo. Returned to form to win his first race in about 12 months at Newcastle the other day, and he went good. And number 9, best of the others, Hinch, likes to be up on the speed, racing well. 8, 5, 10 and 9.
And Mitch Bannis has gone 9, 8, 5 and 11. Hinch to upset Australiana. We shall see. OK, race 7 here, due at 5.05. And this one, a benchmark 65 over the mile. One seasonal is 7.50 into 6.50. Number 2, Shoepeg, 5 to 6.50. 3 Zigamore, $15 steady. You've got $11 into 9 about number 4, no pushover. 5 Classic Records, 7 out to 9. 6 Graffelli, $71, one of the roughies. 7 Looking at You, $11 into 10. 8 Shine Tax Star, $51. It's $14 in from $26 about 9 Oakfield Invader. 10 Tempest Flare, $7.50. 11 Belle du Sud is $4.80 into $4. Tab fixed odds there. And 12 Element of Luck at $10.
Good money for some of the Waterhouse bot horses today. There's another one there, and one in the race before, Australiana. Mate, I'm tipping one at $9 here each way. Classic record.
Good for you.
Gary Moore's got it. Young Atkins will claim 1.5. Run second here at Wine the other day over the 13.50, beaten half a length by Oxford Magic. Timmy Clark controlled the race in front on Oxford Magic and was just too good. But this horse, he was slowly away, and he was three wide with no cover. And then he got up outside the leader when they straight. And I thought the run was really good. He only got beat just over a length at the Beaumont track prior to that, in a blanket finish. He's got a chance, because he's pretty honest, at around about $9 in a race with a lot of hopes here. Number 2, Shoepeg. She's a Canterbury winner back in April with John O'Shea. This one run third, first up at Kembla. Kept battling away on the straight. 1,400 goes to the mile today. Number 11, that's the one of Gays that they put the money on. Belle du Sud, the young lady will claim 1.5. Rachel King won well at Kembla the other day. Held off Only Tiger, who went to the line good. That was its best run in its career so far. It's only had 4 starts. It'll go forward, I reckon, no doubt. And number 1 seasonal, got a huge weight, no claim. 61.5, but he's flying at the moment. 2 good wins at Kembla. 5-2-11-1.
5-2-11-1. Mitch has gone 2-7-1-11. As we get to the last here at Wyong, Race 8 comes up at 5.40. Class 2, over 1,000 metres. 1 Nerefa with a tab fixed odds is $8 into 5.50. Number 2, 3 Hats, $8 into 6.50. 3 Torchbearer, $7.50. Your favourites, number 4, Miss Ellie May. Again, the Waterhouse Bot Runner, $2.80 into 2.60. 5 Saskia Rose, $5. 6 I've Got at 61. 7 Tribe, 61. 8 Music Magic out of Barrier 1 at 7.50. 9 They Call Me Rose, 23. And 10 Sapience, 23.
I think she's the one to beat, number 4, Miss Ellie May. She debuted at the Newcastle Cup Carnival back in September and led all the way, run them off their legs there to win a maiden meet last Shat and Erythea. On that occasion, then she went to Kembla 8 days later, was very awkward out of the machine. She got him behind the leaders, went to the inside at the 200 behind the leaders, and she got beat about a length and a half now. Gay and Adrian put her straight in the paddock, and she won a trial recently at Randwick. She hit the front, she went to the line strongly. without any pressure on her at all. Tim Clark trialler, Adam Hieronymus is riding her today. 1,000 metres around Wyong is right up her alley. I like her to beat number 2, 3 Hatch, going good now. 1 Will at Wyong, 3 runs back. 2 placing since to Tamworth and at Wyong. Got a tricky draw, but got a chance. Number 5, Saskia Rose. Well, she saw a ghost here the other day. She demolished a Maidenfield, 3-year-old Maidenfield, to win by 4 lengths 3 weeks back. Horse that runs second and ran on well, so spirited. It won easy at Newcastle only last week. Clary Connors has got her. James Innes will claim 1.5. Diane Pannier rode her the day that she won. She's going to run well, I've got no doubt. If she repeats that runner form before that, not so good. Number 8, I put in, which is Music Magic. Won like a star at Scone, a 900-metre race there by 3.5 lengths, and beat Aristocrats, who goes OK. And then went to Cessnock the other day. It led 3 deep, couldn't get on the track, but folded up badly. Got beat nearly 4 lengths. Could see a different horse today. 4, 2, 5, and 8, mate.
4, 2, 5, 8, and Mitch Bannis has gone 4, 5, 2, and 1. So you've given us one good thing there, Canberra. That's race 3, number 7. What else, Gary?
No, that's the only special, mate. I think the quadrilla races, all my 4 tips I've put in the quaddy today, because I think they're races where they're very, very open. The only difference is if Australiana produces that Newcastle run, he might run off his legs in that leg of the quaddy that he's in, but if he doesn't, well, one of the others, I think, will win. So for insurance, I'll put all 4 in today, mate, because I think there could be a bit of a boil over in one of those.
All right, all 4 selections in all 4 legs of the quaddy there at Wyong today. Good on you, Gary. Thank you, and hopefully you stay a little bit cool in 37 degrees. A nice cotton number today would be the go, OK?
Yeah, just to get in the car and go down the Hunter Expressway. Wyong's about an hour from my place here in the Hunter.
All right.
And it's going to be about 44 here where I am at the moment, where I live. So I'll be a little bit better. Oh, yeah, there's severe warnings for the Hunter today. Very dangerous warnings.
Well, I believe it's a total fire ban right across New South Wales. Hardly surprising.
We're going to get into the 40s here in the Hunter.
All right.
So 37 at Wyong, I'd probably take that today.
along with a few winners, and the first there at Wyong today, Gary, at 20 past one, the last at 5:40, and enjoy your afternoon. We'll get your late mail right through the day from the track.
Yeah, Kev, hope there's winners there for the punters, mate.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy. Gary Harley there giving us an extensive and thorough preview there of the first, in fact, all 8 races there at Wyong today. We have no jockey challenge up as yet, but as soon as it's there, as soon as the boys at TAB have done it, we'll pass it on to you. 27 past 10, this is Sky Sports Radio, and in just a couple of minutes, Chasing and Pacing Rewind, and first up, Nadia, we'll be looking at the incredible win of the great horse Lazarus in the Chariots of Fire.
Sky Sports Radio takes pride in helping you to a winning day. At 10 every morning, Racing HQ previews the major New South Wales meeting with track reports, tips and TAB fixed odds markets. For winning info, it's Racing HQ here on Sky Sports Radio.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Mare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
Little Sydney is back this April at Royal Randwick, where fashion meets flair and fame meets fortune. You never know who you might meet when Sydney's social set comes out to play. Indulge with Sydney's finest eateries and providors, Catalina, China Doll and Victor Churchill, and make it an experience with all the style and glamour you deserve. Don't miss out. Visit www.theatc.com.au and secure your ticket today.
Eliana Tilde at the 200 and Thy. Streamer a length away. Eliana Tilde just from Thy. Here's Streamer now at the 100. Eliana Tilde just in front, but Streamer's got her. Streamer takes the lead. Streamer just won the Oaks from Eliana Tilde.
Black Cameo's in front. Here comes Moonlight Cloud on the stand side with Restia Dijon. A twin French assault. Black Cameo needs the line. He's easing up on her, and he's just scraped in. Oh, he did. He blew it. But Black Cameo, she's still up. She's just scraped in.
Down the back they go. Don't knock her. Him railed up. Grab the lead. DeSalle Bale went wide. Dinah Bird goes to second. A gap. Where's DeRisco? Cabello. Fancy Dean as they turn. Don't knock her. Him the leader. Dinah Bird's having a crack at him. Don't knock her. Him in front. Don't knock her. Him too good in the egg.
200 to go. Mike West for Pete. Chase hit the lead. Elko Pop winds up. Elko Pop charges to the lead there with 150 to go. Here's Dunedin and American coming. Elko Pop in front of the 100, but Dunedin swallows him up. Dunedin, the Melbourne Cup winner, comes back to win the Caulfield Cup from Elko Pop.
Managar goes to